Welcome to Can You Say Mama, a podcast by two first-time mamas offering unfiltered opinions on motherhood, relationships, lifestyle, and all the things in between.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel like I'm the official greeter.
You are. I always just stare at Sasha until she says something.
Yeah. I hit the button.
She hits the button.
I do.
She's the official button.
Button pusher. Ask Sheldon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're going that way, I also have that title. But
yeah. How was your day/week?
Oh, my day's good. Today's been busy. Haven't been home yet since I left at like 5 this morning.
Busy day,
but good day.
I
feel like pretty productive.
That's
overall
good.
So yeah, my sister's visiting.
Yay.
From England. So she got in on Saturday, and we had a little bit of a party lunch brunch thing with my family for my dad's 80th birthday on mm-hmm. Sunday, and she surprised him. He didn't know that she was coming. I just actually showed you the video.
Yeah, it was so cute.
It's so cute, like full-on tears for my dad.
Yeah.
And I have to tell the people what my dad said. So I have permission from my dad to post this video, so I probably will have. I haven't asked him about this one yet, but the one when Brooklyn was born.
Yeah.
And as soon as he held her, he just started like full on crying.
It's the sweetest video ever to exist.
It's very, very sweet. And he's just like, she's so beautiful. And, you know, it's very sweet. And so same thing happened when my sister surprised him. Mm-hmm. And we always joke that my sister is the favorite of my dad's and I'm my mom's favorite. We also have a brother on my dad's side, but we don't include him in this. My sister's the favorite from my dad's and my mom's favorite. Although when I got to my mom's house today, she said to me that my sister's the favorite today because she fixed her TV. Because my mom got this new like cable box and couldn't figure it out. And I tried to figure it out the other day and I couldn't. And then my sister figured it out today.
The true question is, who is the password child?
Yeah. My mom always goes, I don't have a favorite. And then my dad just laughs. So I'm like, okay, he has a favorite.
Clearly.
But then my sister and I also agree Brooklyn is 100% the favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been replaced.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah. And then my cousin Lynn is very close with my dad. And like, she is a better daughter than we are, really. Like, she takes such great care of him and talks to him every day and all this stuff. So we've decided that she's really the favorite, even though she's not technically his daughter. She's like his daughter. So anyway, my dad's probably listening to this, but Dad, I love you. So then my dad says to me, or to us, he's like, I've only cried for two women in my life, Brooklyn and Courtney, my sister. And I was like, oh, that's nice, Dad. Thank you for that. And he goes, I'm
sorry. Pumping your tires.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I didn't even cry when you were born.
Just bringing you right back down.
And I said, I know, because when I showed Mom the video of you crying with Brooklyn, she said, I don't even think your dad cried when you were born.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I know my dad loves me very much, so it doesn't actually affect me. I think it's very funny.
Totally.
At my wedding, he did get a little teary-eyed when he saw me in my dress. So I'll take that as a win. Exactly. But then there's also my sister and I also say, like, well, no, you're the favorite because you gave him Brooklyn.
Right.
So even though I'm not actually the favorite, so we'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take the points where you can
Take the points where you get them. But no, my sister and my dad relate on a lot of things like baseball and all those kind of things and movies and stuff that, you know, is not as much my speed. So
yeah,
I get it.
That's so funny.
But it's okay. But I love you, Dad. Thanks for listening. And happy 80th birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah. Here's That's to many, milestone. Many more.
Yeah.
Yes, he's determined to live into his hundreds. So.
Oh, he will for sure.
Yeah.
He will for sure. He's determined.
He is.
So,
yeah.
Nothing can stop him. I'm so excited for the day he comes on the pod.
Yeah, I know. I actually need to set that up with him. Mm-hmm. We do have a couple guests lined up, actually, for the next few weeks. So that's going to be nice. But, yeah, we'll have to get my dad on and, you know, see what's going on. He's written a couple books recently and stuff
recently.
Like that. Yeah.
Oh.
He just finished his first like fiction book.
Okay.
And then the one before that was just like our family history, all that. So, and his life basically. So yeah, we got things to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very interested.
It's going to be a 7-hour podcast.
7-part series.
Yeah.
We'll be the new Risa Tisa.
That's right. Yeah. Of all his stories. Yeah. But.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, shout out to you, Dad.
Yes.
Love you.
The best.
Anyway, how are you?
I am good. Work is picking up, so I will be busy going forward. What did we do this weekend? I feel like I did so many things, but then nothing at the same time, you know?
Yep.
Oh, I had an acupuncture appointment.
Oh.
For the first time in a very long time, actually. Just to kind of like get my body reset and just try and use up those benefits.
How do you feel after? Did you notice any difference? I know they say it takes a few sessions usually.
I saw somebody new this time too. Oh. So because the guy that I used to go to, his books fill up so fast, so I couldn't get in with him. So I booked with somebody else in the same office. But she also does traditional Chinese medicine.
Oh, cool.
So she does like all of like the herbs and
yeah.
tinctures and all of that kind of stuff. So I didn't do that yet. But it was wild because she was like the first time I had met her. So she like touched my hands, like basically like took my pulse and then like touched around different areas of my hand. Like, I don't know, she was like feeling the vibrations or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then she basically was like, your whole body's messed up. And I'm like, okay, great. Love this for me. So she did like a little reset of everything. So did needles in my head, on my back, like all the way down my lower back. My lower back has a lot of issues, and she did say that. And then my feet and like lower legs. So it was good. I thought that she had like completely messed up my body because I was laying down on my stomach for like probably half an hour, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And so when I got up, I'm like, okay, yeah, my body's trashed now. And like my arms were kind of like shrugged a little bit because I had needles in my hands too. So I couldn't like rest them properly.
Right.
But I feel great now. She put these little like weird sticker things on my ears that have like a little like metal ball in them almost.
Yes.
To go on different pressure points. So I don't know. We'll see. I see her again on Saturday. So we'll see if she magically fixes everything that she thinks is wrong.
That's awesome. I actually want to start going back to acupuncture after I have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go when you're pregnant.
You
but,
can, yeah.
Maybe I will, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Because I went, the lady I saw was phenomenal. She also does Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And she also specializes in, she actually works out of a midwife clinic. But
cool.
But she does do acupuncture for anybody.
Yeah.
But she specialized too in fertility and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So when I was having issues, I started going to her. And I actually got pregnant with Brooklyn when I was seeing her.
Oh, no way.
Which was great. Yeah. And she was just very like caring and warm and all that.
Yeah.
But the same thing, the first time I went and she like checked my pulse and stuff, and she's like, she like named all these things that were mm-hmm. like issues, and I was like, she didn't know that, but I was like, yep. And she's talking about the flow of my body and my chi and all that stuff that were like was interrupted in certain places, and
mm-hmm.
so interesting.
It is.
And I personally am fascinated by that kind of thing. I love it. So yeah, actually you just sparked my want to go back.
Yeah. So when we were doing IVF with Gray, I saw an acupuncturist, like my old one. And so he focused on like blood flow to my uterus and like all of this different stuff. Cause they do specialize in fertility and all of that. And then we had the fertility clinic that I go through, they are, I don't know if affiliated is the right word, but they work with this acupuncture clinic in Vancouver. So you can actually have one of their acupuncturists come and do acupuncture for you before and after your embryo transfer.
Oh, cool.
So we did that. So they met us at the clinic and she did some needle and then some laser. Because I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But they did that. And then I went to do my transfer. And then I came back and she did it all over again. So, and it worked. I don't like blame the acupuncture for it working, but I'm not gonna not say it didn't.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, if they work with that clinic, then obviously mm-hmm. there's something to it. And I've heard, yeah, I've heard a lot of people who have fertility issues that they start to see an acupuncturist and it like hugely improves their.
Because I think of it like that traditional Chinese medicine has been around for such a long time and it's so prevalent in their culture and that's really like all they did, right? So it has to, and the fact that it's still around now and people still practice it has to account for something.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So you do kind of have to buy into it.
Yeah.
Like Sheldon's not a big, like, I call them like my voodoo doctors. Like he's not like a big like naturopath or anything mm-hmm. like that kind of fan. But
is that due to experience or just?
I think a little bit of both. So he doesn't like acupuncture because partially because of like the belief part of it, but then also he had when he was younger he had rebar go through his leg. Mm-hmm. He got injured, so. Any kind of like IMS or any kind of like needles in his body or especially in like his legs, he will like, it's almost like PTSD. Like
really?
He just seizes up, he'll start sweating. It's like just his body reacts to it poorly. So he doesn't like it, even though with acupuncture, it's not like IMS. Like it's not deep needles.
No, it's not painful.
No. Like sometimes the
odd needle, depending on where they place it can... Yeah. Hurt a little bit, but it goes away right away.
It does. Yeah. And I've had, the most that I've had is they'll put them in your hands and then because there's not a lot of skin on your hands, like it'll hit the muscle and it'll kind of contract a little bit.
Yeah.
And I hate that feeling, but it works. So.
I was always really turned off by acupuncture before I did it because I would see when you see it on TV or whatever mm-hmm. and you see the needles in people's faces and on hanging out of their ears and stuff like that. For some reason that just creeped me out so much.
Yeah.
But then when it's actually done to you, well, because you can't see what the stuff on your face, right?
No.
When it's actually done to you, like you don't even
I barely feel it.
Yeah. Like, and I was motivated because I wanted to get pregnant and I was like, maybe this will help. So I went and once I went and the first time I did it, I did feel like, it sounds weird, but these vibration kind of, and I did feel like my body like releasing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You definitely like.
Could be placebo for sure.
Yeah. But I definitely though, like you sink into the table, like your body just kind of like automatically relaxes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because they hit different pressure points and things, right?
They do, yeah.
Yeah. But I always, when it was done on my feet, I always wanted to like flex my feet and stuff. It's one of those things when you tell me like you can't crack this bone, then if I crack your neck, then that's all I want to do.
Right.
Like me saying that right now, I just want to crack my neck.
That's very dramatic. Not dramatic, but like crack your neck and you shouldn't do that?
Well, like if somebody told me right now, like me just saying like, oh, you shouldn't crack your neck.
Yeah.
It makes me want to crack my neck. And me just saying right now, like, oh, you shouldn't crack your neck. Now I actually want to crack my neck.
Well, don't do it.
Why?
I feel like, oh, I just got like the... I just got like, neck. Oh, the like chills from it.
Really?
Because I think when I've cracked my neck before, it almost like, I don't know how to describe it. It like almost like extra twists it and then like sounds like a chill at my neck, you know? I don't know. Maybe I've just had bad experiences with it. My chiropractor will do it and it's fine.
Yeah. Does Marcy do it?
No.
Yeah, Marcy doesn't do it.
No, she does the gun.
She does the gun, thing. Which I like because I actually hate having my neck cracked by somebody else. Yeah. And I think I have a little bit of PT. I've let chiropractors do it, but I'm glad that our current chiropractor doesn't do it. And she's very gentle in her different techniques. And I don't feel like I need it, which is great. But... when I was in high school, I was in my drama class and I was sitting on the edge of the stage and one of the kids in my class came up behind me and cracked my neck, like a chiropractor would, like the way they hold your neck.
Right.
He just came up behind me and I was talking to some other people and cracked my neck.
Why would you do that to random people
sometimes? I was so mad because I'm like, you could have broken my neck. You don't know what the heck you're doing.
Totally.
And then ever since then, I've been like, I don't want anybody like...
yeah.
Cracking my neck, but I have let. Okay, I'm like, they're professionals, whatever.
Yeah.
But some people are like, no, you should never, because you could have a stroke from it, or this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, luckily that's never happened, but I was like, what? No, that's just not okay. No. Stupid teenagers.
That is the most irresponsible and weird thing I think I've heard.
Yeah, he just loved doing it to people. But I'm like, you
should look him up now. Did he go to jail for murder? Because I feel like that's what would have happened.
No, but you know what? My 20-year, oh, I'm old, high school reunion is currently being planned.
Oh, mine will be next year because I graduated in 2005.
Yeah, and it was 2004. Oh. Yeah, it's planned for this summer. I don't know if I'm going. I'm going to be quite pregnant.
Yeah.
At that time. And it's something I'd like to do with a cocktail under my belt.
Right. Just like how
maybe.
Often?
Maybe just like one.
Do you talk to people from high school still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my core group of friends. We all went to middle, like one from elementary, like kindergarten, and then. Some of us were from middle school and some of us from high school and like that group. Mm-hmm. And then I have other random people that I talk to,
right.
Who are acquaintances and were friends in high school. And also actually the bakery has brought a lot of people back kind of into my life who I wouldn't maybe otherwise talk to or haven't like, or have disconnected with because they stop by and then I see them and then we chat and then we connect on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
So there's a good chunk and it's different now than it was back in the day because we see what people are up to.
Exactly.
So everybody posts everything on socials. Right. Yeah. And I don't know if I hate small talk.
Right.
I hate it.
It is the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could consider like us sitting here, like small talk, but it's not because
we're
like actually talking about things. It's not like that awkward, like, hi, how are you? I'm good. How's work?
What's the weather like where you live?
Yeah, exactly. I guess what we have is banter, not small talk.
Yeah.
So I just, those uncomfortable situations, I don't know. It would be fun because there's enough people I know that it would make it fun. It would be really nice to reconnect with some people.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like,
Do I?
I don't know. My friend, I think a bunch of my close friends are planning to go.
Yeah. Is it in Vancouver?
It's in Port Moody.
Okay.
I went to school in Coquitlam, but it's in Port Moody. And yeah, we'll see. I don't know. The problem is it's like a ticketed thing. So I have to get a ticket this month.
Right.
And I'm like, I just don't know if I'm going to be feeling.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I'm going to be pretty pregnant.
Right.
And I'm going to be working. And and it's on a day where I get up at like 1 a.m. to go to work. And then it's that evening. And I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to have it in me, to be honest.
Well, I'm like, you could always just get together with those people outside of a reunion situation.
Yeah. But it's cool that it's happening and that I have the option to go. I'm grateful for it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just tell my friends to take videos and say hi to people for me. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah.
Tyler's like, you need to go. You should go. And I was like, yeah, but like I'm growing a human.
Yeah, exactly.
And that just takes a lot of work.
A human and then get back to me.
I already feel overwhelmed with a lot of stuff going on. Like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh my gosh. So I saw, I know that we talked about Risa Tisa last time. I saw randomly pop up on my TikTok today when I was looking for, I was scrolling mid-afternoon. So this woman broke down how much she thinks she made on these videos, like on her 50 part series. Because I guess she's part of the creator fund, so knows how it works.
There's a few videos like that. I've seen a few, yeah.
I had to write it down because I was like, this is insane. So she has on her videos 207 million views
total. Yeah.
Total on those 50. So I guess for the creator fund, because we weren't sure how it worked. So it has to be, your video has to be on the For You page. You can't search her and then watch it. That doesn't count towards whatever
it
they
can't
would
be
monetize.
From a follower already. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the people have to watch for 5 seconds or over.
Yes.
And then
the video has to be over a minute long.
Yeah. And then it goes on thousands of followers. It's not a dollar per view or
whatever it is. I think it's per 1,000 views.
Yeah. So she's done the math on it. And like broken down like, oh, these videos, it looks like she reposted them so it wouldn't count as original content. And then like 50% of the people would probably scroll by before the 5 seconds kicked in or whatever it is. She thinks she's made $82,000.
I know.
On these videos.
Yeah, I actually think I saw the same video. So I saw somebody say that same amount.
$82,000.
Yeah. I saw another one who said they think she's made over $200,000.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because she was very conservative in her numbers.
Yeah.
But, like, good for you, girl.
Hey.
I did start watching it. I haven't gotten nearly even halfway through.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But I'm interested.
Yeah.
But also, as I was scrolling, I think because I had watched her videos, I came across a few like true crimey kind of videos where either it's somebody being interrogated and it's like baiting you in saying like, oh, this person confesses before, like when they are caught in a lie or whatever it is. And so I'm watching them because that stuff is very interesting to me. And then they never get to the point of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
And I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's clickbait.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I know.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It is. It is very annoying. I just went brain dead for a second.
Is that the word of the day again?
Brain dead.
Brain dead. Word of the day.
It's pregnancy brain. Is what it is. Sometimes my brain just goes like power down.
You're growing a human. It's fine.
I know. Gosh, it's like I just moved my whole personality. Yeah. Maybe one of those toxic people. Just my whole pregnancy is my whole personality. That's all I got.
Well, you're also, you have a toddler, you work a full-time plus job, like.
Yeah, if you hear me yawning like this, that's why. I do, I've like listened to some of the episodes and I'm like, yeah, and there's a yawn. And there's a yawn, so I apologize. It's not that I'm bored with Sasha. It's okay. That.
If you're bored with me, it's fine.
I'm not bored with Sasha. I am just a tired human.
Yeah.
But I am actually shocked with something. About something with Sasha that I just found out today when I got like, here.
What? What are you shocked at?
Sasha told me that she hates grapes.
Yeah. Guilty.
Who on earth hates grapes?
I feel like it's either like a you love it or you hate it thing. Like,
I don't think so. It is one of my favorite fruit. No. I was people think I'm weird because I don't like raspberries.
I was surprised that you said it was like one of your favorite
Oh, yeah. Fruits. Yes. And then I said, you better not tell me you don't like watermelon because I'm out of here. And she's like, I'll eat it if I have to. Yeah,
I'm gonna take it or leave
What
it.
On earth? Who are you? And how are we friends?
I do like a berry.
See, I don't. I like blueberries. That's it.
Yeah, I like a strawberry.
Strawberries are good if they're very sweet.
Yes. I'll eat a banana.
Okay, I like bananas.
I love like a Granny Smith apple. It has to be like a tart, like crisp apple. I don't like the red mushy ones.
See, I like a Gala Honeycrisp. Those are good apples.
Those I feel like are too like warm. I want to say like even
warm.
If like even if they're in the fridge, they're just like not. They never get like cold and crisp, you know. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't like any kind of melons. Really,
I'm sorry to say that this is the last episode of Can You Say Mama. Thank you for being here.
Cass is starting her own podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a big, I guess, fruit person other than like berries.
That's funny. Oh, I understand that because I'm not like a berry person. Like I said, I do not like raspberries. People are like, what's wrong? I do not like blackberries. Like people say they're so sweet, and I'm like, they are so tart. I can't. I think. Yeah, unless
raspberries would be like my unless least, or like blackberries are my least favorite.
Unless it's a raspberry jam or blackberry jam that is packed full of sugar.
Right.
Or even I don't like them in desserts unless it's super sweet or like a raspberry jello is fine. Something like that. But
raspberry jello.
Raspberry jello. But otherwise, yeah, I know people think that's weird. So, and I don't like mangoes.
I haven't really. So. Sheldon loves mangoes.
Gray, I don't mind mango juice. I don't like the actual thing.
Yeah, Gray loves mangoes too. I think before Sheldon, I had never actually like had a mango. Because we never, like growing up, we really only had like apples and bananas, sometimes maybe like a pear and then berries. But even pineapple,
we never really had.
I do like pineapple.
I didn't like it as a kid, but I love it now.
Yeah, I have always tried to get Gray to try all kinds of fruit and stuff. So I do want to like, I don't think I've ever had like papaya or dragon fruit or anything like that. So
yeah, I don't like any of those.
No?
No. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are really intrigued by this conversation.
Now, they're like, she hates grapes. Shut it off.
Yeah, we got it. Nah, you guys are weird with your fruit. Just like, move on. God. I will say though, I have one more thing that is an unpopular opinion that I'm going to say. It has started with me thinking about it because you sent a TikTok today that was a little girl eating ketchup off a hot dog bun. No hot dog, just the bun. And my unpopular opinion is that ketchup is fucking disgusting.
Really?
The only way it is somewhat suitable is on fries. If there are bad fries,
yeah,
I will maybe put some ketchup on them.
Right.
But I'm very picky with my fries. They need to be crispy. If they're anyway, if they just like taste way too like starchy and potatoey, sure, dip them in a little bit of ketchup.
Yeah.
That's the only appropriate place for ketchup. Maybe other than a hot dog, a hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you those.
Yeah.
If you're out here putting ketchup on your scrambled eggs or your Kraft dinner, get the fuck out of here.
You know what? I am guilty of ketchup on my scrambled
eggs. I am leaving right now.
Your face, you cannot believe it.
It is vile. I'm so, whenever I see it, I'm like, ugh. And that's even like me not being pregnant. It's vile. What is wrong with you people?
I know. But also,
I'm sorry. I know I'm the person who doesn't like a warm freaking chocolate chip cookie. Like, and I know I'm unpopular opinion here because I know most people love ketchup and put ketchup on everything. I see people suck ketchup out of the packets. Ooh, I literally want to vomit. I will gag.
Throw up.
Yeah. Ketchup is vile. Yeah. It's mostly sugar with a little bit of tomato. It's vile. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I'll eat it if I have to.
What about like a bougie ketchup? Like,
but never on eggs. Like,
yeah,
to get out of here. I'd rather not eat and not mix in with Kraft dinner. That is
Sheldon mixes ketchup.
Sickening.
Sheldon puts ketchup on anything. So he will put ketchup in your face right now. I love it. I wish we were filming this. He puts ketchup on mac and cheese. That makes me want to kill him. He'll also put hot dogs in it, which also I find weird.
Okay, I like hot dogs and mac and cheese. I grew up eating this.
We never did. Like, we just had, like, plain.
That's why my parents were going out for the night and we had a babysitter selling. And we'd be like, can we have hot dogs and mac and cheese?
Oh, my gosh.
So we would make it.
And it's delicious. Okay, so on that note, do you boil the hot dogs in the same water that your Kraft dinner is boiling in? Or do you cook the hot dogs
I think
separately?
I cooked them separate.
Okay, yeah. Sheldon has cook the hot dogs in the water and it just also makes me want to throw up.
I mean, I guess less dishes.
Hot dog water and
get those nitrates in the pasta too. Why not?
He'll put ketchup on shepherd's pie. He will put ketchup on a lot of things. I don't need to have ketchup on my scrambled eggs, but
then why do it?
I know. I don't know, it's habit at this point. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I just,
what if it were,
I don't even
what
know
if it
what
was
to think.
Bougie ketchup, like what if Tyler like grew tomatoes and harvested the tomatoes and made them into like a bougie tomato sauce?
You can get away with like salsa on eggs. Okay. That's like, you know, huevos rancheros style, whatever. Yeah. That's fine. Ketchup.
No. All right.
Sorry.
I feel like we need a whole food unpopular opinions episode.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. People would stop listening after the first one.
Yeah. Well, be like, if they're cookie. Still listening after the warm chocolate chip cookie, we've got them for life.
That's true. I am so sorry. I keep taking off my headphone because my earring is making.
I'll edit it out.
I should keep it in. It's real life. Yeah. I have to take my earrings out because I cannot stop itching my ear underneath my headphones and we have to keep stopping. So I apologize. And the reason I'm wearing these earrings is because I was putting Brooklyn to bed the other night. It's only the one ear though. Maybe there's something going on. I was putting Brooklyn to bed the other, it was for her nap. And she wasn't quite asleep yet. And I kind of sat up and I know something was in my ear, like in my ear. And I was like, what is that? And I reached in my ear and I pull out my earring, which is like a stud earring.
Okay.
And then I can't find the backing.
Oh, no.
And I was like, shit. Because she loves to, like, play with my ears while she's falling asleep. And I try not to let her, really, because I don't want her to, like, pull my earring out.
Right. That's my worst nightmare.
More so, like, pulling it out, like, intact through my ear.
Yep.
So I was like, shit. So I turn on the light because she was still awake. And I search the entire bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did she eat the backing? Did she put this probably in her mouth and swallow it? I have no idea where it went. I like checked my clothes. I checked the floor around, everything. Couldn't find it. And I was like, okay, whatever. Took my other earring out. And then went back, like, put her back down. She went to sleep. I checked again when she went up. I checked everywhere. I cannot find this backing to this earring.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? At least it's small enough.
Yes.
That she'll just poop it out.
Yeah.
Like, Gray.
I did Google that to make sure. And I was like, you? Okay. Well, apparently a lot of people have asked that question. That came up right away. I wasn't even done typing.
Gray, probably like a month ago, I had gotten her stickers from the dollar store because she loves stickers.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like a puffy.
Yeah,
Not quite like super puffy, but just not a flat sticker. And she started putting them in her mouth. So I was like, no, okay, maybe not with these yet. So the next day, our nanny comes up to me, is like, so it's changing Gray. And I saw something in her poop and I didn't know what it was. I looked closer and it was a intact sticker.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, this child. So it'll come out in her poop.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, but maybe Tyler has. And yeah. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I was talking to Tyler earlier today. Cause he was arranging stuff for Brooklyn. And we were talking about laundry for some reason. And I was like, I am so frustrated with how, like, cute Gray's stuff is, but also how annoying it is to fold. Because I have to fold, like, a load of her laundry is, like, 100 things.
Yeah.
Like, it's never-ending
folding
crap.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And he was saying how he has started just, like, throwing it just all not folded.
Yeah, we just throw it in
this news for you.
No, we just throw it in the drawer. We have designated drawers for each item, like pants and this one there, but we just throw them in.
Yeah. So I actually randomly, I don't know if my phone is listening to what I'm saying, but saw somebody on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and they were like, "This is my time saving toddler laundry hack, and our no organization system or whatever, no fold system," and it's literally just like bins, and they just plop all of their stuff in like bins for like shoes and onesies and shirts and whatever. I'm like, this stresses me out more than folding laundry does.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's great because when you start looking for a specific thing and things kind of get unfolded as you go.
Yeah.
I find because I used to try and fold everything and now we're just too busy, but like near the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just put like all the pants. You can see everything. You just kind of like shuffle things around like, right. Okay, there's the pair of pants I need. Whatever, because the things are small. It's not like we put a pair of jeans in ours and then you have to kind of pull everything out to see what's underneath.
Yeah.
Their clothes are small, so you can just kind of rifle through.
Yeah, that stresses me out.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Well, Tyler and I, both of us are not organized in that regard anyway, so it works.
I think part of it for me, folding it too, is because when I was pregnant, I folded all of Gray's stuff and put it cute.
So did I.
Like in her dresser, same. All organized. And Sheldon was like, how long is that going to last? I was like, it's going to last forever. And so now I'm at the point where I can't go back on that.
It's out of spite.
Because then he'll be like, I told you you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hey, whatever motivates you.
Oh, totally. It's fine. Like, I think as she gets bigger, because we have had to like rearrange her dresser now, more so that her clothes are not super teeny tiny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't just with like, she had like 1,000 buckets.
Yeah.
Just with stuff everywhere.
So I don't know if you saw, but I sent you today I think on Instagram, a reel that I saw of a hack when you're on an airplane.
Oh, no. I haven't seen this yet.
Okay.
No.
So you bring a sheet for like it's when you have a little kid.
Yeah.
You bring a sheet and you like hook it behind the tray table.
Okay. Yeah.
So you secure it.
Yeah.
And then it goes kind of on their chair as well.
Yeah.
So basically it has this like canopy. So there's no ground space between the chair and the chair in front of them and the tray. So when they're playing with their toys, they're not dropping anything on the floor. Ooh. It's just in the sheet and they can grab it and just play. It was so smart.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm doing the 100%. Of course, that's when they have their own seat. But
You actually had like a little hack the other day when we were out. Brooklyn has her little like coloring thing for her bag.
Yeah.
So I was on Amazon today. It's like a little like reusable zipper pouch thing.
Yeah.
With like crayons and her coloring book.
Yeah, I just heard that I was at the dollar store and I just got her like a big zippered pencil case and like that, and I just put a coloring book, a pad of like just drawing paper and some crayons and felts in, and I keep it in her bag. And I have this did two of them, so I have one at home that I can just like put everything back in and pull it out, and one in her bags because she loves drawing, so now she's just occupied when we're out, and it's just in her diaper bag.
That's so smart.
Yeah,
I need to do that. I was looking for some stuff today for her
that
I could put in a bag. Because then, too, it's, like, special stuff that they only get when they're out.
Yeah.
So, and then I can put, like, her travel, like, little placemat thing for when she, so she doesn't eat off the table, because that also grosses me out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Hmm. It worked. It works well. So, we've just been chatting about random stuff, but I saw, okay, so I listen to podcasts all the time when I'm working, right? And so I'm going to steal a little bit of content from a couple of the podcasts that I listened to just because I thought the stories were interesting.
Inspiration.
One podcast I listened to, they had a call, somebody call in. The podcast is called Burner Phone, by the way. It's with two comedians, Hannah Burner and Des Bishop. They're married. And they have people call in. And is it, they'll send out a prompt earlier in the week and say, like, you know, the craziest way you met somebody or whatever, your kinkiest secret or whatever it is. And I forget what the prompt was for this one, but it was a dilemma, I think. Like, what's your biggest dilemma? Something like that. This girl calls in and she says that her sister is pregnant, but her and her husband had been talking about trying to get pregnant for like quite some time, and they were starting to try to get pregnant, and she hadn't gotten pregnant yet. But she talked to her sister and she asked her, like, how do you feel if I also get pregnant? Like, we want to start trying. And her sister said, no.
What?
And then her sister said, I talked to my friend about it, and she agrees that you need to like give me my time and then you can have a baby.
Are you joking?
I was like, hey, first of all, wouldn't the ideal situation to be pregnant at the same time as your sister?
You would think so.
The kids would be close in age, and it's just so nice to have like somebody to go through it with.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, it's my moment. Like, your 10-month moment?
That's insane.
Get over yourself, bitch. I don't think so.
Totally. Well, and also, like, how do you think, like, you're pregnant. You know how babies are made. And you know how it's not just like, oh, going to get pregnant this month. Here we go. Like,
yeah, you're going to put your life on hold for 10 months and then you might not even get pregnant.
Well, exactly, right? Like, she has no idea.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Her, your sister. I was like, people are so incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
So incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
It's like people who like don't want to share a birthday or don't want to share, like, this is a bigger scale, all these things. It's like, okay, fine, you're one day, you want it to yourself, fine. Like, I'm so the opposite of that. I'm like my birthday, whatever. Like, I'm completely opposite. Like, don't put the attention on me.
Totally.
But I get it. Your wedding day, your day. Don't proposed to at your sister's wedding.
Say, like, it's not like she was like, hey, I know you're getting married today, but I think my boyfriend's going to propose to me. Can he do it at your wedding?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Like, get out of here.
That's some boundaries I can respect. But telling your sister that she couldn't get pregnant. And then the girl said, she's like, now it's really upset me because I don't want to like tarnish that relationship with my sister. And I know I'm not going to enjoy my pregnancy because I know she's going to be upset about it the entire time. Also, so then it's going to hinder her enjoyment.
Asking that?
That's what I was saying to myself. I was like, why did you even ask? Just
like, why bring it up if you're not prepared for the answer?
Well, she probably didn't. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe she didn't know her sister very well, but like, she probably didn't think her sister was going to say that.
Right.
Because who in their right mind says that?
Could you imagine if she said that and she was like, oh, by the way, I actually am pregnant? Like, then what's your response going to be?
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm so stubborn or whatever. I'd be like, fine, I'm going to go get pregnant with twins.
Right. I'll get pregnant right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
And I can't believe some people.
No.
I know. That's insane.
It's insane. And they obviously don't know the joy of having like a friend or family member to experience pregnancy with.
Truly.
Because it's.
Who are you going to text if something's weird?
Right. I know. Anyway.
I mean, you know that now.
I do. Yeah. I do. Sadly.
You're going through it on your own.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Hop two. And then the second one was similar to a story I talked about before, but this girl said that her friend called her and said, oh, like, I want to talk to you about something, but I don't, you know, want to upset you and you get mad. And she's like, okay. And she said, will you be a bridesmaid in my wedding? And she said, of course. Why would that upset me? Mm-hmm. She says, oh, because I didn't think you'd be okay with the amount of weight you have to lose before the wedding. And she's like, excuse me?
What?
And then she said, what did she say after that? Oh, you know, the hosts were saying, and I completely agree with it, that most people are like, no, be as fat as you can on my wedding because you make me look better right. as the bride.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, a terrible way to look at things totally, as well.
Totally.
But yeah. They're like, no, you're supposed to want that. Like, you should be sending...
You should be sending out dresses.
Sending out coupons to Chick-fil-A. Oh my God. Be like, lunch is on me, sweetheart. So you look better on your wedding in comparison. God. But yeah, who's raising these people?
Seriously. I would punch that person straight in the throat. I couldn't imagine that.
I would just say, well, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if she agreed to that. I would hope not.
No, I'm not sure, actually. I don't know if she said.
But, like, the audacity.
Yeah.
Why would you ever, ever say that to somebody?
Yeah, I know. This was actually on a different podcast. I heard that one. But, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God. I saw something about weddings today, actually, that kind of, I mean, it doesn't really tie in with that, but kind of. So, I guess... This girl had, like, one of her friends was getting married and she was going to the bachelorette party and she wasn't in the bridal party. She was just going to attend the wedding. And then I guess there were friends enough for her to be invited to the bachelorette party. And it was a destination wedding and a destination bachelorette party. This party would have cost her, like, they said 3 figures, which doesn't make sense to me. Like, I think they're thinking like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Instead of like hundreds of dollars. Yeah. Because I feel like that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she was like, I declined because I don't have that money. She was, I guess, considering getting a loan for it and all of this stuff. Which if you have to take out a loan to go to a bachelorette party, don't go.
Yeah.
So I guess she brought it up with the bride. She was like, you know what? I am not comfortable going, like, spending this much money, whatever. So I guess they had to end up switching the venue of it because they couldn't absorb the cost that would have offset, like, her coming. And then she was like, do I now not go to the wedding? Because I've, like, I guess all of, like, the bridesmaids and stuff were angry at her and I think it was on Instagram or something. It was somebody's story. She was like, obviously don't go to the wedding if, like, you are now basically the enemy of the bride and all of these people.
Yeah.
And it's a destination wedding and you weren't even in the bridal party. Like, clearly it's not a great friend anyway. Like, what are you doing? But why are we spending this much money?
Yeah, well, why are we expecting people to spend this much money? Yeah. I mean, I think if you're actually friends with the bride, then you tell the bride, like, hey, I'm sorry, I really can't afford this. I can't take it alone for
your bachelorette party.
Or your wedding.
Yeah.
And I think if your bride is actually your friend, they'll be understanding.
Totally.
Why do people get so crazy around their weddings. They're so selfish. People become so selfish. I do not understand it at all.
Yeah. Well, especially like if you look back at that girl who wanted the person to lose weight, like you care about this person enough to ask them to be in your wedding. Mm-hmm. So would you not rather look at your wedding photos down the road and see that person there no matter what they look like? Because that shouldn't be important.
Right.
Then look at them and that person's missing.
Absolutely.
Like it doesn't make sense to me.
No. Or this person was just a filler.
Right.
She needed 8 bridesmaids or something. So who's and number 8?
Like last choice. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's just so unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate.
Raise your standards for friends, people.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, when there's a thing that I have learned, when people show you who they are.
Yeah.
Believe them.
Totally. Yeah. It doesn't matter how long you've been friends.
And I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Like, listen to the people. If they're giving you hints about who they are, listen to those people. It's just like, I keep seeing it, and I've said to Sheldon before, like, if people aren't going to make an effort to be in Gray's life, I'm not going to beg them to be.
No, absolutely not.
So if you can't make time for me and my child who would have called you aunt your uncle, like, sorry, I'm not going to, like, and then don't get upset that she doesn't know who you are down the road.
Totally.
Like, I have people who I was super close with that have seen her like once maybe and other people who live far away who have seen her way more. And I'm like, they make an effort every time they're in town to see her.
Yeah.
Like my sister lives across the country. Your sister lives in England.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. She comes multiple times a year. Yeah.
So just be cognizant of who you're spending your time with.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. Like I feel like I shouldn't have to chase people down to spend time with me or Gray.
No, you shouldn't. But at the same time, like, I don't know how to put this. So I, for example, I'm fortunate to have like quite a few close friends and they might live in Vancouver. I don't see them very often at all because scheduling busy. I'm just very busy and I get overwhelmed with like trying to fit everybody in and do all these things. And with the timing of my schedule and then now having a child, it's feels like nearly impossible sometimes and like stressful. But I don't see the people I want to see as often as I can. But at the same time that we have group chats, we have things. So we're in touch. Everybody knows that that's my schedule. Everybody else has their own lives and their busy schedules.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like if you have open communication with people and you can understand where they're percent, then that's one thing. And you know their intention.
Yeah.
But it's when maybe you don't like people don't make their intention or that, you know, known.
Yeah.
That it could just feel like somebody doesn't care.
Totally.
Yeah. If there's like zero effort, like no communication whatsoever or anything like that. Yeah.
Friendships. Honestly.
I feel like we could do a whole episode on friendships.
We could. Yeah. Give the people a little pregnancy update. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling tired, but other than that, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I need to start seeing the chiropractor again.
Yeah.
Like I'm at that time, my body, I can feel a shifting a little bit. Other than that, other than just normal tired life, I feel good.
Good.
So I still, you know, Tyler was cooking steak last night and the smell just like, you know, there's some things, red meat and stuff I struggle with. And so still having some aversions.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm feeling good.
Good.
I'm feeling positive. So yeah. It's crazy how fast it's going, but at the same time, I feel like I've been pregnant forever.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure that'll just continue to get magnified the closer you get.
I know. Well, I remember with Brooklyn, I felt like the third trimester went so fast.
Yeah.
But the second one dragged on forever.
It does.
And I feel like I'm in that second trimester drag right now.
Yeah. It's funny though, because it's like, it's a trimester that you feel the best.
Yeah.
But also, like, it lasts forever, and you just want to, like, be done with it already.
Yeah.
But then once you get to the end, it's just, like, it goes fast, but also the moments are just slow, so slow.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I am done. Like, get me out of here.
I know. I don't, like, I didn't feel that bad in the third trimester. I had, like I said, a really good pregnancy with Brooklyn. Yeah. It was just the first was the worst, and the first has been the worst so far. So we'll see what the third has to bring. But
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I can't believe it's going to be no time before we have a little.
I guess too, like for you, because you know that you're going to have a C-section again.
Yeah.
So you have like a countdown almost to that. So like, it's not like you're anticipating going into labor. Like, although you still could, you know what I mean? Like, for me, I know that I was, like, when I got to the end, I was like, okay, when's it going to happen? Because I also went off work early, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you were in limbo.
Thinking, like, oh, I can have the baby 2 weeks early. It's fine. Like, I had to use that vacation anyway. But besides that, like, you're just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, literally.
I mean, yeah, mine was planned because like, Brooklyn was breached. Yeah. Brooklyn was breached, so mine was planned, but then I went into labor 4 days early, so I ended up laboring anyway.
Totally.
And, yeah, so we'll see what happens with this one. It will be planned, but that plan doesn't always mean a plan.
I mean, knowing Brooklyn now, that makes sense, but...
Oh, 100%.
She just comes barreling out.
Yeah. She's like, I'm here, world. Get ready.
Oh, my gosh.
And she hasn't stopped since.
Yeah.
But we love the hell out of her.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my gosh. Gray has learned now to get up onto the kitchen table.
Oh, no.
So she climbs up onto the bench and then climbs her little butt up onto the table. And so the other day I looked over and she was, like, walking on the kitchen table.
Oh, no.
Like, okay, cool. This is my life now.
Yeah, here we are.
So here we are.
Yeah, literally have to be watched every second.
Yeah. Brooklyn, when she was here the other day, climbed up the slide because Sheldon got Gray a slide and it was in our living room. And she literally, I looked over and she was just right up at the top. And I'm like, okay, this is, yeah, great.
Yeah, yeah. No, that child needs eyes on her 24/7. Yeah. Literally. Because she's so fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was right there.
Split second. She'll be into something or gone.
Yep.
Yeah. Yesterday when we were at, for my dad's birthday, we were at a golf course for brunch. Brooklyn ran into the kitchen. She ran off into the other room.
She's
like,
Dad?
She ran literally everywhere. And we were right there, like, chasing her. Yeah. But she just takes
so
off.
Fast.
I didn't even talk to, like, some members of my family because I was so preoccupied with her.
Yeah.
Because you have to watch her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because she, and there was this, like, buffet situation. She'll see, like, run over the table. There's an omelet bar. She'd run over. I'm like, you're going to burn yourself or hurt somebody else. Or So, and I'm not one of those people who is like, oh, just let your child run around. It's fine. I'm like, no, it's not fine. You're in public.
Yeah.
Other people are trying to enjoy their meals.
Totally.
And it could be dangerous for her. It could be dangerous to somebody else. Yeah. She likes to take, she went up to the windows and took the, for the blinds, the strings and put it around her neck. You know, I was right there and took it off. I was like trying to like tie them kind of up because she kept going over to them because she loves putting things around her neck. I just,
of course,
you know, toddler life.
Yeah, seriously.
Crazy fast toddler life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
So anyway.
But I'm glad your pregnancy is going well.
Thank you. So far, so good. We believe.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, we have some special guests coming up.
Yes. I'm very excited, actually, to speak to our next couple of guests.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if we should spoil it, so.
No, we can leave them waiting.
Let's leave them waiting. Yeah. Guessing.
Totally.
Yes. But you think, guesses, if you think that maybe I have a busy life, I do not have as busy a life as this, as our next guest. Let me tell you that.
Not even close.
No, I can't.
Some would say a quarter.
Some would say a quarter. And with that,
with those terrible jokes.
Farewell. Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you guys for being here and listening.
We love you.
The fact that I hate ketchup.
And I hate grapes, but we're still friends.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. That'll be an offline conversation.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.